TV's on, there's not much talking between two buckaroos. Good buds and plaid duds, the big game playing, but one of us must choose.
Welcome to the Big Time Show. I'm Dr. Chuck Tingle, and this is podcast name of Pounded in the Bud by my own podcast. So here is the start of the big show, thanks. Have you ever been to the beach? This is a place where the water meets the land and says hello in its way. Washing up on the shore in a peaceful roll, like a massage between buds. Nothing weird, just a buckaroo making sure that your body is relaxed in a normal way. Not all water spots are beaches, though. Like when you visit the frozen lake and call out into the night, hoping that sweet Barbara will call back. That is not a beach. That's just a dang lake with crabs crawling around on the bottom. This is a cold and lonesome place, not like the sunny beach, where everyone is handsome and kind and wants to trot in the water without becoming a frozen man. This is why I have decided to leave the basement and record today's show from the heckin' beach. Dang, what a treat. So here I am on the ocean side, just a buckaroo trotting along, seeing the sights. This is a place of rest for many buds, as they put towels on the ground and say, hey, let's tan our bodies and put cream on them. Just two guys getting hot in the sun, and then they rub cream on each other's backs and talk about their days. This is a very important part of trotting on the beach. Always rub cream, buds. Keeps you healthy in the sun. So even if the sun is handsome, say, no, bud. Gotta put cream on my face. Otherwise you're gonna make me a burn man. Over here by the water, we have handsome surfers. In the waves, they like to show off their skills as laid-back buckaroos, saying, oh, maybe I'll go to work today. Never mind, it's time to hang 10. Which is a trick when you hang your wiener off of the surfboard 10 times. And on the 10th time, a handsome fish will give you a thumbs up and say, great job, buddy. There is a whole surf man culture with all kinds of slang, mostly just talking like toxic turtles from the book Four Turtles and Their Handsome Rat, My Pizza Party with Don. Wow! Wish I could do those kinds of moves, but I think I would probably fall down, as this is my way as an unathletic man, but that's okay. Over on this part of the beach, there are tide pools full of all kinds of animals, like snails and fish. These are harmless creatures, but watch out for crabs gnashing their teeth and moaning a lonesome song. These are dangerous creatures if you do not have your own two-ply crab suit. This is recommended, but I prefer three-ply for safety. Better safe than soft, bud. Some crabs are kind, and I understand this way, but all it takes is one void crab to spoil the bunch. Next thing you know, you are trapped in an endless loop of cosmic horror, gazing into the empty void as you shake and drool forever. So I would say maybe do not play in tide pools, that's probably best. There is so much fun to be had at the beach, and I will spend the rest of my day exploring this important place. In the meantime, you buckaroos can listen in to this important tale, read by buckaroo wrestler Nick Radford. Today's story will make you hard as rocks at the rock beach. Story name of Unicorn Butt Cops Beach Patrol.
This is Nick Radford, and this is Unicorn Butt Cops, Beach Patrol, by Chuck Tingle. I don't really think of myself as a criminal, but if I were hard-pressed to answer with a definitive yes or no, then I would have to settle on the affirmative. Of course, I would never commit any truly serious crime, and nothing violent either. But recently I found myself in the position where I need to fight to survive. Of course, that's skipping ahead quite a bit. There was once a time when I thought I was set in my life, on top of my game in the world of business and not a care in the world. At just 20 years old, I was already well on my way up the corporate ladder after a string of successful potions at three major tech startups in Santa Monica. What's a potion at a tech startup? Does that sound right?
No.
I don't know what that's supposed to be. Everything was going better than I ever could have imagined for a bright young man like myself, especially after skipping college and going straight into the business world. But then, one day, it all came crashing down. I was walking to work, as I often like to do under the beautiful California sun, when someone blew through a red light and smashed into me, sending me flying through the air like a rag doll. I soared over 20 yards, where I landed, unconscious, with 17 broken bones and severe head trauma. The fact that I woke up at all was a miracle, but when I came around a week and a half later, I immediately found myself in even more trouble. The company I had been working for had gone under, first laying off half of the employees on the day that I was hit, and then a week later completely crumbling under the financial pressure when investors decided to pull out. Because of this, I was suddenly no longer covered by my insurance, and the next thing I knew, I was paying out of my own private savings to stay alive. The rehabilitation cost so much that I was forced to sell my home, and without a family to help me out, I found myself literally homeless on the day that I was released from the hospital. Without anywhere else to go, I took what little positions I still had. Possessions I still... No?
Potions.
I took what little potions I still had. It's supposed to say possessions I still had, but it says positions. I took what little possessions I still had and started spending my nights sleeping under the pier in Venice Beach, hunting for jobs in the day and begging for change in the evening. Apparently, my good luck in business had run out because despite my incredible job experience, nobody was willing to hire a guy who didn't have an address listed on his resume. I guess I don't blame them. I wouldn't have hired me either. Eventually, I started to fit in down there on the beach, learning the ways of the street and doing what I had to survive. Like I said, I don't think of myself as a criminal, but over time, you start to realize that stealing a little food to keep yourself moving forward another day isn't all that bad in the grand scheme of things. But some people don't see it that way. And it's days like today where that difference in opinion becomes glaringly obvious. "What the fuck do you think you're doing with that?" the owner of the taco stand asks me as I look back at him with wide eyes and red hands. I've got one order that was meant for someone else, hoping to make my grab and then slip away unnoticed. Unfortunately, today I'm not blending into the crowd as much as I thought, and there's nothing I can do about it now. "I'm sorry," I say with genuine apology. I place the order back on the edge of the taco stand. "I thought these were mine." "No, you didn't," the owner and chef says, owner and chef, pushing harder for me to admit my wrongdoing. "You were here yesterday too, doing the same damn thing." He's right. And usually I'm not this stupid when it comes to returning to the scene of the crime, but those carnitas were just so tasty that I had to come back for round two. "I'm sorry, I really am," I say, backing away from the taco stand with my hands in the air. "It's not gonna happen again." "Don't even think about walking away from here," the chef says angrily, causing me to halt in my tracks. "Please, I beg, I'm just trying to eat." "So am I," argues the taco guy, who's getting more and more irate with every passing second. "I'm trying to run a business to feed my family, and you keep stealing all my fucking food." By now, his anger had started to draw a crowd, and moments later, I noticed two unicorn beach cops approaching, their manes flowing behind them with intimidating grace. The man at the taco stand sees the unicorn cops as well, seizing the opportunity to make me pay for my digressions against him. "Hey," the guy shouts up over to the cops while pointing in my direction. "This guy is a thief. Stop him." Immediately, I take off running in the other direction, my feet slamming hard on the pavement as I weave in and out of the tourists that dot the Venice Beach boardwalk. I glance back behind me to see that the unicorns are in hot pursuit, and it becomes apparent very quickly that I am no match for their speed. Unicorns already possess an incredibly fast gallop, but these particularly horned cops were outfitted with inline skates that made them lightning quick. Before I even have a chance to begin, I'm finished. Pressed up roughly against a hard brick wall, while one of the unicorn cops handcuffs me. The nicer of the two hangs back and performs a few figure eights while he watches the scene unfold, definitely playing up the good cop image while his partner roughs me up. I wasn't falling for any of it, though. This was my first time dealing with police of the unicorn kind, but I've spent enough time on the streets to know by now how to handle myself around the law. "What's your name?" the unicorn cop asks me. "Jeff," I stammer. "Well, Jeff, your ass is under arrest for theft in the first degree, and for evading arrest," says the cop. "Your hot ass is on the right, has the right." "Your hot ass has the right to remain silent." "I'm sorry, what?" I ask, astonished at what I'm hearing. Did you just say my hot ass has the right to remain silent? I don't think that's how it goes. The unicorn cop tightens the handcuffs a little more, not playing around. "You heard me," he says. "No, I didn't," I plead, genuinely confused. The cop spins me around so that I'm facing him now, then looks me up and down in a way that is both strange and alarming. "What is it?" I ask. "I don't have any weapons on me."
"Just checking out this body of yours," the unicorn tells me very matter-of-factly.
Well, his unicorn partner moves on to more advanced rollerblade techniques on the pavement behind him. "You can't be real cops," I protest. "Let me see your badge." The stern unicorn reaches up and takes hold of a glinting silver badge that hangs from his neck on a chain, putting it up to my face so that I can see the name. "Officer Cord, Unicorn Butt Cops," I read aloud.
"That's right, motherfucker," says Officer Cord. "You just messed with the wrong unicorns."
I'd heard about the UBC before, but never encountered them for myself down here on the beach. People spoke of them with fear and apprehension, terrified of their homoerotic brand of justice that had been officially sanctioned by the government only years earlier. Fortunately, I'm not terrified of them at all because of a deep, dark secret that I've been keeping for most of my life. I'm as gay as it gets, and these cops are actually kind of hot. "I'm so sorry," I say. "I wasn't trying to hurt anyone. I was just hungry for some food."
"I understand that, sir, but you still broke the law," says Officer Cord. "And there are consequences for breaking the law."
Suddenly, the unicorn cop who's been skating loops and doing tricks nearby comes barreling towards us at lightning speed, then stops with a loud grinding sound as he comes to a halt just inches away. They're just both going to have the same voice.
No, that's too confusing. He's the nice, soft one.
I don't know how to do a nice unicorn voice. "All right, punk," says the new, much more aggressive, but just as handsome unicorn cop. "You've got two choices. Either you can pay the fine, or you can receive your punishment." Clearly, I had gotten the good cop, bad cop dynamic wrong between these two, because this new unicorn was playing hardball like I've never seen. I look down at the badge hanging from his neck, which identifies him as Officer Portanza. "What's the fine?" I ask, already knowing that I'm going to take the punishment, but still playing along to appease them. $300, says Portanza gruffly. That's very gruff. $300, says Portanza gruffly, while Officer Cord looks on with a smirk, his pearly white horn glinting in the California sun. "I don't have that kind of money," I tell them, biting my lip coyly as I eye up the two steadily unicorn cops. "What's the punishment?" The officers exchange glances, suddenly understanding that I'm on the same page as they are, and definitely excited about it. When they turn their attention back to me, there's a fire in their eyes, a burning passion for gay pounding. I can feel my cock start to harden within my pants, growing larger and larger as it swells at the thought of these muscular unicorn studs having their way with me right here in the sand. After all, unicorn cops always deliver their punishment out in the open to deter others from making the same mistake. Of course, one man's punishment is another man's pleasure, and I can't wait to get started. The punishment for theft in the first degree by a hot, studly dude is a hard anal pounding, says Officer Portanza. And the punishment for evading arrest is a hard anal pounding as well, says Officer Cord. Which means that for your infractions, we're looking at a double anal situation. A smile slowly crosses my face. When can we get started? The unicorn cops begin to pull me away from the wall when suddenly there's a loud siren and the three of us look up to see the LAPD pulling up in an actual police cruiser. The officer in front rolls down his window and sticks his head out. Hey, what's going on over here? The cop asks. We had a report of the carnitas thief? The unicorns look back at the police cruiser and give a nod.
That's right, says Officer Cord. We got him right here. Admitted to the whole thing.
Oh yeah? The LAPD cop asks. What kind of punishment are you boys looking at?
Double anal pounding, sir, explains Cord. Before that, probably some double blowjobs, maybe a little spit roasting, and I figure we'll probably end up coming all over his face.
The cop in his police cruiser listens intently and then nods. All right, and this young man is cool with all this? I nod. Sounds good, says the police officer. Well, you all have fun out here and don't get sand in your crack. The officer laughs and then drives away, waving as he goes. The unicorn cops wave back, and then moments later, we're back in business.
Come on, says Officer Cord, taking me by the arm and leading me off the cement boardwalk and out into the sand.
He doesn't seem to mind that his rollerblades are getting all kinds of tiny rock grains up in their wheels. I follow closely as we step through the sand, out towards the water, then stop just a few yards off the shore and under the hot, blazing sun. I look up and wipe the sweat off my brow. Here?
Yes, says Officer Cord gruffly, undoing my handcuffs and removing them from my wrists. Now disrobe.
I do as I'm told, slowly removing my shirt to reveal an incredible set of toned, muscular abs, then following quickly with my red shorts. I'm in nothing but tight boxer briefs now, standing at attention as the two unicorn cops admire my chiseled physique. My massive cock is trying desperately to get out of its cloth sling, pushing hard against the fabric as it begs for sunlight. Everything, says Officer Portanza. Take it all off. My heart pounding hard within my chest, I carefully slip down my underwear and step out of them. I notice now that a small crowd has gathered around us at a distance, watching the drama unfold and snapping a few photos. Of course, a handful of tourists checking me out is the last thing on my mind right now. Instead, my thoughts are flooded with an intense and powerful gay arousal for these uniformed beasts. All I can think about is what I'm going to do to them, and what I want them to do to me. I drop to my knees in the sand and look up at the two unicorn butt cops with eyes full of blind lust, then immediately get to work as I unbutton both of their flies. Moments later, the creature's cocks are unsheathed, massive towering rods that block out the sun above me. I take one in each hand and begin to stroke, slowly at first, and then faster and faster, as Officer Cord and Portanza begin to react to my movements. The UBCs let out a long, satisfied groan as they begin to pump their hips back against me, quickly finding a pleasant rhythm between my fingers. How's this? I ask playfully. That's fucking great, says Officer Portanza, who places his hands on the back of my head and begins to push me down towards his lengthy shaft. I follow his lead, opening wide and taking the enormous unicorn rod down my throat as far as I can, gagging slightly as he hits my gag reflex, and then relaxing enough to consume his entirety. I push my face lower and lower until eventually I find my lips pressed up against the unicorn's hard abs, which remain hidden beneath his shirt. Desperate to see the toned bodies of these beautiful creatures, I reach up and begin to paw at the fabric of Officer Portanza's beach uniform until he finally pulls it off over his head. I look up, the unicorn butt cop's dick still firmly planted within my mouth, and enjoy the view of this creature's incredible, ripped body. In my peripheral vision, I can see Officer Cord removing his shirt as well, getting comfortable and ready for a good time in the sand. Suck it, says Officer Potanza, drawing my focus once again. Suck that fat unicorn cock, you nasty little twink. Nasty little criminal twink, Officer Cord adds. I pull Portanza's rod out of my mouth just long enough to offer him a desperate, yes, sir, and then immediately get to work pumping my head up and down the length of his shaft. I start slowly at first, savoring every movement as I move, then growing faster and faster until I'm maniacally sucking him off, cock-crazed and hornier than I've ever been in my life. All the while, I continue to beat Officer Cord's dick with my free hand, pleasuring both of the unicorn butt cops with an expert's grace. Soon enough, I find myself switching to the other side, taking the fresh cock of Officer Cord between my wet lips and going to town on him like I did his partner. By now, the crowd of onlookers has grown into a sizable gathering, a vague circle in the sand of excited tourists, who now have a story to tell about the time they saw two unicorn butt cops pounding the fuck out of some hot guy on the beach. Might as well give them the show that they're expecting, I think to myself. Frantic for dick, I begin to move back and forth between the two unicorns in a frantic, gay desperation, blowing one after the other until finally, I just can't take it any longer and shove both of their dicks into my mouth at the same time. It's a struggle to fit them both inside, but I do my best. Moments later, I'm falling forward into the sand, my muscular ass popped out behind me as I wiggle it, playfully for the unicorn lovers. I think I'm ready for a pounding, I tell them, with a wink. Now wearing nothing but his clunky inline skates, Officer Portanza clops through the sand behind me and then quickly begins to align his massive rod with the puckered entrance to my asshole. I reach back with one hand and grab my butt cheek, holding myself open for him as the hefty beast crouches slightly and then thrusts forward, brutally impaling me onto his giant unicorn rod. I let out a yelp of both pain and pleasure as he enters me, my body in shock as it struggles to grow accustomed to the unicorn cop's substantial size. The weight of Officer Portanza pushes me forward in the warm sand, which pleasantly oozes through my fingers as I brace myself for his powerful thrusts. Almost immediately, the beast is moving inside me, plugging his mammoth rod in and out of my maxed out rectum, while I groan and moan with pleasure. I bite my lip, my eyes rolling back into my head as I try desperately to come to terms with all the incredible sensations that battle for attention within me. Holy shit, that feels so fucking good, I confess. Pound me harder, unicorn butt cop. My vocalizations kick the horny officer into overdrive, doubling his speed as he slams his giant shaft up my asshole. I would certainly continue egging him on if it wasn't for the fact that Officer Cord has joined the fun, clopping up in front of me and shoving his enormous cock down my throat. Now taken from either end like a gay human shish kebab, my moans of pleasure have become distorted and weird against the fleshy rods that fill my throat. The creatures have clearly been partners on the UBC beat for a long time because their timing together is incredible. Within seconds, the two cops have synced into a rhythm with one another, pushing me back and forth between their rods with synergy like I've never seen. I feel as though I've been strapped onto a strange sexual roller coaster and have no option but to hang on and enjoy the ride. The crowd must have picked up on their expert fucking skills as well, because moments later they break into a raucous applause while the muscular unicorn cops gain speed within me, pounding away like I'm nothing but a rag doll with a hot gay hole for either end. I'm so achingly horny from the encounter that my cock feels like it's going to explode right then and there, hanging between my legs in all its throbbing rock-hard glory. Careful to hold myself up with one hand, I reach down and begin to stroke off with the other, the pleasure almost too much to take. Within seconds, I feel as though I'm ready to blow my load, but then I remember my impending punishment and hold off. These unicorns aren't even close to finished with me yet. Like clockwork, the UBC partners switch places, stomping around to either side of me with their large, booted hooves. They pick up right where they left off, slamming my holds from either side as I frantically, but enjoyably, struggle to take their girth. God damn, that unicorn cock feels so good. I pop out the dick in my mouth just long enough to say, keep fucking my twink ass just like that.
You like that?
Officer Cord asked me from behind.
That's what you get when you fuck around with the unicorn butt cops.
Officer Portanza steps back from us for a moment and then drops down onto the sand, rolling over onto his back as his cock springs forth from his massive unicorn body. I think you're ready for the big show, says the hulking beast, his tower of a dick just waiting for me to climb aboard. I pull Cord out of my asshole, a sharp tingling running down my spine as he slides out of my tightness, then crawl over to Officer Portanza and climb aboard, throwing my legs around the enormous unicorn body. The unicorn neighs loudly as I reach down and grab his erection tightly, carefully placing it against the top rim of my back door and then sliding down onto him. A long, animalistic groan escapes my lips as I slip across the unicorn's pole until I finally come to a stop at the hilt of his shaft, fully impaled by the cop's impressive thickness. I immediately start to ride him, swooping my hips down hard against the creature's muscular body as my entire being is filled with sharp, lightning bolts of pleasure. I'm sorry I stole a carnitas taco, I screamed in cheerful desperation. I'll never do it again. You fucking better not, says Officer Portanza gruffly. I'm enjoying myself so much that I don't even notice the other unicorn cop climbing into position behind me until suddenly he's right there, crouching down and pushing his enormous shaft against the puckered rim of my already filled asshole. Oh fuck, I say, instinctively gripping tighter onto the muscular unicorn cop below me. Oh fuck, oh fuck. As the second gigantic cock slides up into my asshole, I let out a long, drawn out, fuck that carries out across the beats, transforming eventually into a strange guttural moan. My ass feels as though it's about to rip in half, filled well beyond capacity by these two hung unicorns, as I struggle to accept their girth. After a few pumps back and forth, however, I find myself relaxing against the pressure of their powerful rods. The crowd goes wild, cheering with rapt enthusiasm as though they watch two creatures pound me from top and bottom. The swarm of onlookers snap pictures from every angle, capturing the sublime gay moment for later viewing in the context of exciting vacation photos. Meanwhile, the two beasts work in tandem within me, using my asshole in perfect harmony like only partners who have worked the beat for years could. Soon the dull, painful ache of my rectum stretching gives way to something deep and much more powerful, a pleasure unlike anything I've ever experienced. The unicorn butt cops gain speed within me, pounding away at my tiny twink asshole with everything they've got as I moan and groan between them. Soon the one behind me is neighing loudly, his entire body trembling in the sand, as he rears up on his hind legs, pulling out of my butt and blasting his hot, sparkling unicorn load across my asshole and back. It drips down the sides of my tanned, muscular body in thick streaks. The beast within my asshole quickly starts to tremble as well, and seizing the moment, I reach down between my legs to frantically beat my dick. Our timing is perfect because the next thing I know, the unicorn below me is pushing deep and holding within, expelling a hot load of his seed into my ass while I simultaneously eject a shot of my own. I throw my head back and let out a howl of passion, my spunk splattering across the chest of the ripped unicorn cop below me. Deep within my asshole, Officer Cord is still unloading round after round of warm cum, filling me to the brim, until there is no room left and his spunk comes spilling out the edges of my packed rim. I am almost positive it was the other butt cop that was underneath.
I think you're right.
I think it got mixed up. Completely spent, I collapse back into the sand as the unicorn cops pull out and begin to dress themselves, carefully pulling back on their beach patrol uniforms. All right, folks, let's move it along, says Officer Portanza, dispersing the crowd. Nothing to see here. I stand up and brush the sand off my body, then put back on my clothes. Thanks, guys. I really learned my lesson, I tell them. The Unicorn Beach cops smile and nod.
Looks like it. That was a good time for all of us, says Officer Cord. Thanks for your participation.
The beastly patrolmen start to walk away, trudging back across the beach and out of my life forever, when suddenly they stop in their tracks. The two of them are quietly discussing something with one another, and then moments later, they turn around and come back to me. We were wondering if you'd ever thought about joining the Unicorn Butt Cops, Officer Portanz asks.
Really?
I respond excitedly, my heart skipping a beat. I've never even considered it, but, I mean, I do need a job. Why don't you come back to the station with us, and we'll see if we can sort you out with something, the beast offers. But I'm not even a unicorn, I tell them. Don't I have to be a unicorn to apply?
Officer Portanza nods.
Sure, but we're opening up a new dinosaur division that I think you'll be perfect for. I freeze for a moment, terrified that my cover has been blown.
How did you know?
I stammer. The two officers exchange glances.
Please, when has a human ever stole a carnitas taco? That's dinosaur behavior to a T, Officer Cord tells me. We get at least 5 carnitas theft calls a day down here, and every time it's either a raptor or a rex. No offense.
None taken, I say, a smile slowly crossing my dinosaur face. All right then, where do I sign up?
Dang! Get the heck out of here! No, dang! Now, heckin' seagulls are not as friendly as the neighborhood birds in Billings, stealing my treats at the beach and laughing in their scoundrel way. Now that I have spent my day in the waves, I think that it is time to head back to Billings. But I think it is important to note that even though I am more comfortable in Montana, the dream state, you can prove love wherever you are, even on the sand with cream all over you. Thank you for listening to the Big Time Show, and thank you to Nick Radford for proving that love is real for all who kiss. Until next time, buckaroos, this is Dr. Chuck Tingle saying so long and reminding you to never forget that love is real!
Pounded in the Butt by My Own Podcast is a Night Vale Presents production, written and hosted by Dr. Chuck Tingle. Our sound designer and composer is Vincent Cascione. Our editor is Grant Stewart. Our producer is Christy Gressman. Our assistant producer is Adam Cecil. The theme song is Proving Love is Real by Caged Animals, which is now available to stream or purchase wherever you get your music. The show's logo was created by Chuck Tingle, and we owe a very special thank you to Joseph Fink. This episode was narrated by Nick Radford. You can get the book Unicorn Butt Cops Beach Patrol and many other classic tinglers on Amazon or at chucktingle.com. For more information, go to poundedinthebuttbymyownpodcast.com. Remember to subscribe wherever you like listening to podcasts, and thanks for listening.
This is Tyler. He's a veteran of the Marines.
I looked up, like, how long does it take to transition? What happens when someone does transition? And so I thought maybe it would be better if trans people weren't able to serve. I mean, yeah, I guess I just have a lot of questions.
And this is Maddie. She is also a veteran of the Marines.
I served for 16 years in the military. So the place I have in my heart for the Marines is right next to the place where I feel in my core that I'm trans.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello, how are you?
Conversations with People Who Hate Me. Available wherever you love listening to podcasts.
From PRX.